Hey there, and welcome to the Terrence Fisher Podcast. So we got to stop making marriage the be-all, end-all goal of relationships. And this is something that I see all the time where, and it's especially common with the ladies, where, you know, there's this idea that marriage is the entire goal of a relationship. And if marriage is not at the forefront of a person's mind, you know, be the male or whomever it is that you're dating, or, and this goes both ways. I'm just kind of talking about this being, I think, more common with the ladies. But if there's not this idea that marriage is supposed to be the end result of a particular relationship, then it's handled and looked at completely differently. And let me just say off top that I do think and believe that marriage is and can be a wonderful thing. I think that beautiful things come from marriages. And I think, you know, a lot of people who get married are happy, and that is what they have chosen to do. However, for marriage to be the sort of entire objective that a relationship, a romantic relationship, is based around, I think and believe is a bad idea. And one reason why I think this is because dating in itself has a purpose, and learning relationships and learning to be in relationships have their purpose. There are a lot of people who are in marriages with the first person who they, you know, so-called fell in love with, or the first person they got in a relationship with, and they didn't have the time to actually learn and go through some relationships or be in any sort of relationship, sort of romantic relationship with anyone before they got into a marriage. And because of that, the marriage actually suffers. I mean, relationships are the place where you learn concepts like compromise and understanding and getting along with another person. And, you know, there can be an argument made that you can do that in a relationship, in a marriage, sure. However, I do think it's a safer option to kind of learn those things in relationships before marriage is even thought about. And I think that the dating scene and the dating type of relationship and being, you know, romantic with someone in those type of relationships provide a greater opportunity to learn such concepts as, you know, trust and understanding and compromise and communication and all of these important concepts that, you know, help a marriage survive. And also another reason is you may actually find that you don't even want to be married, that marriage may not be for you. Not that it's a bad thing or not that it's, you know, something that's just escapes you or anything like that. It's just something that you may not choose to do. So again, you know, going through relationships and having relationships with other people besides the person who you, you know, may think you're going to marry provides you that learning experience to teach you whether or not, you know, you may even want to be married. And that goes both ways. You may even develop a bigger certainty that you do want to be married. But again, that comes through having relationships with people and learning these key concepts and learning who you are at the same time. And so I think that we have this thing with marriage sort of backwards. I think that instead of making marriage the goal of a relationship and building a relationship around that, I think that marriage should be the end result of a successful relationship. And that's a very key difference there, you know, going into a relationship with the hopes and the objective of that this relationship should lead to a marriage, I think is a very faulty way of thinking about it versus going into a relationship and saying, I want this relationship to be successful. I want it to be a happy and fulfilling relationship, and let that fulfilling, happy relationship lead to marriage. And I think that's a really, really important concept because we have a lot of people in the world that are just unhappy and unsettled and uneased simply because they're in relationships that don't seem to be leading to marriage, which is this objective that they have in their mind. And again, I want to stress that I'm not saying that there's anything particularly or necessarily wrong with wanting to be married or desiring marriage. What I'm really talking about is the way that we place marriage into this equation of the relationship. And what I'm saying is, instead of making it sort of the foundation or the foundational thing that the relationship starts and grows and builds on, that it should be the sort of ceiling of the relationship, that the relationship should be built on things like wanting to grow, wanting to love, wanting to be loved, understanding, trust, communication, and things like that, and then let those things lead to a marriage. And I know this is sort of an uncommon way to look at it, and it can be challenging to look at it this way because the world out there will sort of test you on this knowledge, especially if you're female and you're a certain age. You know, you tend to get asked things like, you know, hey, you're such and such age now, you're getting older, why don't you have a husband? Or you need to be thinking about getting married. And this is really kind of where I want to hang my hat on this kind of thing, because I believe that, and it really seems like, you know, girls and women, especially from a young age, sort of get this indoctrinated dogma that teaches them everything that they are gearing their relationships toward, or everything that they should be concentrating their relationships toward, is getting married. I mean, there are books out that talk about this. There's the older generation of our elders who sort of pass this indoctrine down to females, and males get this too. So I'm not singling out women. Males do get this, but I do think that it's more common with women than it is with men. And that makes it really, really difficult when you get of age and you start to navigate relationships. Your entire indoctrine and your whole entire thought about relationships is based on this idea of marriage. And again, this is something that I think essentially gets us in trouble going into relationships, looking at them that way. And again, I want to stress that this is not about a right or wrong way necessarily to navigate relationships. It's about a particular objective and looking at what seems to work better and what seems to not work as good. And what it seems like in our reality that we have failed relationships, you know, for many, many reasons we have failed relationships, but we have failed marriages and we have all of this. And I think and believe that a lot of it, again, just comes down to how we think about relationships in terms of having that goal of marriage as the sort of foundation that we build the relationship on. Again, instead of aiming for just a loving and caring and fulfilling relationship and letting that lead to marriage. So this is just sort of like some food for thought that I think is worth consideration when you're navigating relationships and when you're trying to enter in relationships and you're shooting for successful relationships. I think it's worth the time to actually consider and think about what your real goal and what your real objective is as it pertains to marriage, and then think about how that affects the course of your relationship, and then make a decision how you want to proceed from there. But I do think at least careful consideration of this concept of marriage and how we deal with it is worth your time. Hey, to all of you who are already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. And if you're not already a supporter and you'd like to help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description, or you can visit anchor.fm/Terrence-Fisher to become a monthly supporter. Again, that address is anchor.fm/TERENCE-FISHER, and you can become a monthly supporter today. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.